Could the 31st time be the charm? The House of Representatives is set to vote to repeal President Obama's Affordable Care Act tomorrow, again, for the 31st time, following through on their pledge to, this is the pledge House Republicans made after the Supreme Court upheld the law last month. Now, the House vote will go nowhere since it won't pass the Senate and President Obama would veto it. But the vote is putting pressure on some Republicans who don't want to vote down some of the more popular aspects of the law, for instance, allowing adults up to 26 to stay on their parents' insurance. On the other side of the aisle, as we heard yesterday, Democrats disagree with President Obama's cutoff on the Bush tax cuts. The president says let them expire for people making over $250,000. Democrats like Nancy Pelosi say no, make it a million. Jonathan Weissman of the New York Times joins us from Capitol Hill. Jonathan, start with the health care vote. Who are some of these Republicans worried about tomorrow's vote, and what are they saying?
You know, there are Republicans who, I'm not going to call them necessarily moderate Republicans. A lot of them aren't moderate Republicans. They're conservatives, but they are in districts that they often won just in the 2010 tsunami, or they're in districts that have been redistricted to be more moderate, and they are under pressure. They will tell you they're under pressure because their voters may say that they don't particularly like Obamacare, but they don't like the status quo either, and the Republican leadership just has not shown what they would replace it with once they've repealed it. This repeal and replace moniker slogan just doesn't seem to get them anywhere.
Well, you've got Representative Judy Biggert, an Illinois Republican. She's in a tough fight in a district outside Chicago.
Yep,
she's
redistricted.
Yeah, she said she'd vote for repeal, but what does she want to keep?
Well, she would like to keep ban on keeping away patients with pre-existing conditions. She wants to keep the provision that allows young people under 26 to stay on their insurance, and she would like to keep the prohibition from insurance companies of kicking people off their insurance once they get sick. All of these things, the insurance company said, cannot happen unless you have the mandate, because the idea is they could live with these kinds of fairly difficult and strict regulations, but they need to get a huge slew of new patients, and those new patients they expected to get through the mandate. So if you get rid of the mandate but you keep the regulations, you pretty much kill the insurance industry.
Yeah, you have others like Representative David McKinley of West Virginia. He's also quoted in the New York Times saying he wants to keep so many aspects of the law because polls show people are very much in favor of those. And we should say on the other side of the aisle there are House Democrats who may vote to repeal health care for opposite reasons. They're in vulnerable districts where people are against what they perceive as President Obama's health care law. So you have that complication there. And then the Senate's taking up a tax measure today. This is the $29 billion bill that would give small businesses tax breaks for hiring new workers or giving raises or buying new equipment. Now, Senate Republicans are against this measure because it's not paid for. But this puts them in the position of yesterday, excoriating President Obama for his Bush tax cut plan. They say that allowing the Bush cuts to expire for people making over $250,000 would hurt small businesses. And by the way, the Congressional Budget Office's own numbers say that it affects only a small number of small businesses. But then they would be voting against another tax break for small businesses.
Right. The House, by the end of this month, will vote on a one-year extension of all of the Bush-era tax cuts, and it will not be paid for either. So this idea of whether or not a tax cut needs to be paid for has become very selective indeed. I mean, even with the payroll tax increase, the payroll tax cut that was just extended, part of it was paid for, another part of it wasn't paid for.
Now, what are we seeing here, Jonathan, the minute we have left? It feels as if ideology is sort of, getting in the way of what legislators want to do.
I think that we are in the silly season. Nothing real is going to happen until the election. Everyone just basically says, the lawmakers are throwing up their hands and saying, the American people are going to have to sort this out. how this election turns out, who is in the presidency next year, how the Congress, whether the Senate remains in Democratic hands, goes to Republican hands, that will decide so much of how we proceed with what happens with the expiring Bush tax cuts, yeah. what happens with the automatic spending cuts that are coming. And from here to November 7th, we're just talking about votes that are supposed to set up the contrast for the voters, and the voters will have to decide.
But as we said, maybe
I don't know if the voters are watching.
Right, and maybe set it up in a way lawmakers don't want. We'll pick up on this with you. Jonathan Weissman of The New York Times, thanks so much.